How happy I am to come to you now during this time. It is truly special for me as well. Do you understand what a great thing the Lord has done for you? And I answered her, I don't think I really do, Mother. She continued, it is a rare privilege, and I know it puts great demands on you, but the fruit is copious, and you will never regret it. These messages we are giving you are so very precious and vital for the body of Christ. I want them circulated far and wide. This is a movement that I never wish to end. Yes, the image of the divine heart is very important. Do not overlook this. There is a very good reason this has been given, and it will be the impetus for the Orthodox and Latin churches to come together, as well as drawing in the separated brethren. Yes, I am here, precious bride, and truly it is the time of the divine heart to manifest. Now, just to clarify this, the divine mercy is a Catholic devotion, and the divine heart is the Orthodox devotion. And there's a combination here that God has brought forth, I think, to make a statement about the unity of the church. She continued, not just for the unity of the churches, but for the whole world to embrace his mercy, the mercy we all have come from, his inexhaustible well of mercy for mankind and sinners. The churches are to unite. The Orthodox and Catholics are called to unity by the divine heart. The walls of separation between the churches should never have been put into place. Both have beautiful and rich traditions that lead others to personal holiness. But the deprecation that has been leveled at them both has caused souls to lose confidence and make them confused in order not to come under all of this vitriol between the two factions. The Lord has sent many miracles and messages to both sides that they must resolve their differences. This painting is a step in that direction. She continued, the divine mercy image, the divine heart, and the mother of mercy image. These are timely images. So much has been given, and we want it spread abroad. And I said to her, Lord, they won't have anything to do with us because we're not part of the establishment. And she replied, Claire, it is the people who will embrace you. Do not concern yourself with clergy. This devotion is very timely and important for the world. So many of the Orthodox need this inspiration. The image and devotion, the teachings, all of this is significant. The challenge is spreading these devotions and getting them into the hands of the people. Once they take root within the grassroots, the battle is won. They will spread like wildfire. It is important that they be translated into different languages, since this is to be a universal devotion, not just local northern New Mexico. I am with you, holding your hand in this, and the time has come for this devotion to be spread around the world. It is my son's intention that the one holy apostolic church should be a huge umbrella that covers all the different traditions of the nations, so that all legitimate devotions are honored by everyone. There is tremendous richness in these traditions of the world, which bring all souls together in a very special way, a familial way. Even as it is in heaven, may it be so on this earth. One of the unique aspects of this ministry is in its brotherly love and respect for all aspects of the church, which Holy Spirit has raised up from the hearts of the people. It is no mistake that you are called heart dwellers, because that circumvents those who will object to you on doctrinal issues. This is not an intellectual movement. It is a movement from within God's heart to unify all expressions of Christianity. That does not negate the truth. Eventually, others will go deeper and layer into the one true holy and apostolic church. And this will be done when my son returns. But these devotions will prepare the way. This is your calling, to prepare the way, build up ruined homesteads, repair the breach. These devotions have been hand-picked to fulfill that role. So you see, you have not failed in your mission. It is only beginning. How am I to do this, Mother? She continued, I will send you helpers, those who know how to spread the word. Your job is to keep the messages flowing along with the art and prayers. Many prayers have sprung forth during this season, which will endure and continue on after you are gone. Keep it pure, daughter. Keep it coming. And just wait and see what we will do with these wonderful resources from heaven. It is really much too wonderful for you to comprehend at this early stage. It will grow and spread because all men can relate to the Lord's heart of love. Heart dwellers, Mother of Mercy, Divine Heart, it is a safe place for all believers. It is a community where people are allowed to blossom into what God has created them to be and are not forced into any particular denominational straitjacket. Truth will find its own level. The Lord puts the desire in their hearts for truth, and so they seek it until they find it.